70 degrees outside in Champaign-Urbana. I'm Steve Mork. We now go to Ellen Dearden, who gives a look at the morning agricultural news. How's it look out there, Ellen?
Well, Steve, the market's been a little bit mixed overnight. Interestingly, we've already had a dime range in the corn and 10 to 12 cent range in the beans this morning. However, right now we're looking at firmer prices in corn, wheat, and meal, and a little bit lower in the beans. Take a look at the prices first. July corn's trading 3.5 higher at 357 and 3/4, while new crop December at 379 is up 3 1/4. Export bookings came out this morning, not too outstanding in the corn, really leaning more on sales of new crop corn. Keep in mind that the dollar made a new high overnight and has come off that. Crude oil prices a little lower. Funds, after the last week's downside, funds now do not have a long position in corn, and I think that probably will allow for some bounty action in here. On the soybean side of things, Steve, we're just a little bit lower. July beans at 887.5 is down 2, while the new crop November at 908.75 is down 1¢ 3/4. The longest sunlight day of the year is today, and usually people are wanting to see soybeans really blooming by this time. Keep in mind that we've got some late-planted beans in a lot of areas of the Midwest, also some localized floodings. The funds are still long here in the bean market. We'll make kind of a bouncy action for now. But these Tuesday lows in November at 864.5, it's really the line in the sand. Keep in mind that November beans now are at 908.75, so well above that. On the meal side of things, we're just fractionally higher with nearby July meal at 333.90. That's 70 cents higher. Bean oil, which was the strong leg of the products yesterday, is down about 23 points in the nearby. Wheat market continues to see upside, really because of continued wet weather in Nebraska's area of where harvest should be well underway in northern Kansas and Nebraska. High protein wheat on this Kansas City wheat is really allowing some of these end users that own a lot of low protein wheat to have something to blend. In Kansas City, the July wheat is 496.25. That's up 7.5, while in Chicago, July is 497.75. That's up 9.5 cents. Livestock market started the day just a little bit on the weak side. The June live cattle are 15 cents lower at 108.87. The August at 106.15 is down 50 cents. We do have a cattle on feed report on Friday afternoon after the close. Probably no cash trade of cattle ahead of that report. The report, I think we need to zero in on placement numbers because that's kind of a wide guess of things. But the actual numbers in feedlots ought to be higher by 2 or 3%. Placement, the average guess is at 95.8, while marketing's at 105.2 compared to a year ago. No cash trade really being reported. Feeder cattle, the August feeders at 148.72 are down 70 cents, while the July hogs are 12 cents higher. It's the only month that's showing much of a gain at 80.15, while the August, which is the most active month right now, at 74.52 is down 65 cents. These outside markets have been all over the place. We're still trying to trade off political instability that traders just do not like the uncertainty of the political situation in the U.S. We've got August crude right now 85 cents lower at 64.86, while the metals markets also are lower. Kind of an interesting deal there. The Brazilian real is down versus the dollar, but the dollar has moved off of early overnight highs. Just slightly lower right now at 94.65. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.